is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
A story that shocked a lot of people over the weekend, and this is sadly another case. A homeless man was found unconscious on a street in Dublin yesterday morning. The man in his late 30s was found unconscious by passers-by at Foster Place, close to Trinity College, at around 7 a.m. He was rushed to St. James's Hospital, where he died an hour later. Inner City Helping Homeless has said it was another death on the streets and another avoidable tragedy. I'm joined on the line by Brian McLaughlin, who is the head of communications for Inner City Helping Homeless. Brian, welcome to 98FM.
Morning, Adrian. How are you?
Very good, thank you. But none the better of hearing yet another story of an avoidable tragedy. Tell me, Brian, if you will, what we know about this particular case.
So we know, as you said, that the man was found yesterday morning at approximately 7 a.m. around Foster Place, which is an area that a lot of people that are rough sleeping and that might not want to avail of services or a bed for the night will tend to kind of group together to keep safe and keep in the one place. So they were found. He was found by passers-by there, and they called the emergency services, and unfortunately he passed away an hour later in hospital.
And do we know anything about him? Was he known to organisations like yourselves?
Yeah, so he was Eastern European, he was in his late 30s, and he had engaged with services like ourselves that will be doing the outreach type services at night time. It was actually people that are homeless as well that would have known him that actually got in touch to let us know that it happened. So a lot of these people that are sleeping out, you know, nightly around the city centre in particular would be familiar to our outreach teams that are out in the streets every night.
And you say he's Eastern European, so do we know anything about him and how he ended up here and how he ended up homeless?
We don't know. And that's what I suppose one of the biggest things we deal with every single day, Adrian, is that everyone's story is different. You know, what's led them to either to Ireland or to living on the streets. You know, there can be a variety of reasons behind it. So we don't know the specific story in this particular case. But irrespective of that, it's another loss of life in our streets. And it's another tragedy when we saw the tragic death of, well, the murder of Timmy Horahan down in Cork a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, these are becoming all too frequent, and we can't allow them to become a normal. You know, we have to stop normalising homelessness and particularly deaths on the street.
And in fact, that's a conversation we just had in our office earlier on, that an awful lot of people, and this is how we've become immune to this whole story, barely bat an eyelid now when we hear of somebody homeless passing away on the streets.
Yeah, that's the biggest difference I've seen, even in the 4 years that I'm with ICHH myself. I mean, as you remember, there was a time where, you know, Jonathan Curry passed away near Leinster House, and, you know, everyone was commenting it from, you know, Enda Kenny right through to TDs, to everyone in council, you know, and it was something that everyone discussed. As the last couple of years have progressed, we've seen a time where there's not even acknowledged now by Minister Owen Murphy or by the Taoiseach, and we can't, as I say, allow these things to become normal, because they're certainly not normal. You know, we shouldn't be okay with people dying on our streets, no matter what the circumstance is. And I think that's something that the likes of ourselves and other charities have to keep pushing, that people can't become immune to this. This is not something that's okay or acceptable.
Do we have any indication as to how this man passed away? He was found unconscious on Foster Place, close to Trinity, at about 7 a.m. Is there any indication or any suggestion from anybody who might have been around as to what actually happened to him?
Well, this morning the Irish Times came out and said that, as far as they were aware, it was due to a heroin overdose, but we haven't been able to verify that ourselves. They're the only ones that have gone with that story so far. Now, I mean, if that is the case, again, it kind of highlights the fact that we're not only are we criminally under-resourced when it comes to bed availability for people that are homeless, but we're even more under-resourced when it comes to wraparound support services. And that's the biggest fear that we have, is that we need proper wraparound support systems for people that are living on the street, to help them with whether it's an addiction issue or a mental health issue, and we just don't have those services available on the level that's required.
You say that this is another avoidable tragedy. Realistically, what could have prevented that man's death the other day?
Well, I suppose one of the main reasons could be that he might not want to engage with services after a previous negative experience in one of the state-run hostels. I mean, that's one of the things that we come across on a daily basis. If everybody that actually stepped out around the city actually wanted a bed for the night, we're way, way under-resourced with the quantity of beds that are available. However, there's a lot of people out there that would rather take their chances sleeping rough, and that's simply because of the fact that they've had a really negative experience when they have entered a state-funded hostel. So I think we need to revamp the hostel system across the board and look to give the proper supports and security that people will feel safe to come off the street and that don't want to take their chances just sleeping out in the doorway or in a park.
Realistically, one of the reasons that so many people refuse to be in a hostel, for example, is because of drug use and so on. How practically could that issue be dealt with?
Well, there's a number of ways. I mean, previously we in Dublin, we used to have what they call wet and dry hostels, which obviously, as the name kind of suggests, if you have no drug issue or no mental health issue, you could use a dry hostel where there is no drug use, there's no one that's on using alcohol, and it's a lot safer for people that aren't going down those particular roads, or, for example, someone that maybe has come through a drug rehabilitation program. We don't have those anymore, and I think they should look back at something similar to the way it used to be previously. Now, I was actually only told last week about a hostel that's opened up in Liverpool recently, where when people come in for the first time into the hostel, they basically give up all of their belongings, their clothes, their phone, everything that they bring in with them. It's put into a locker for them. They're given a fresh pair of pajamas and a dressing gown and a toiletry pack to go and have a shower. Everything that they have in their possession is locked away for the night in the locker. They're allowed to go and have a shower. They're put on fresh pajamas. They go and sleep for the night. They get up the next morning, they take their stuff and they move on again. So that's a very simple solution insofar as if anyone has an addiction issue, they're giving away the stuff. It's not going to be given to the police. It's put away in a locker. It's locked safely away. And it's just another kind of way of addressing this problem or trying to address this problem. And it seems to be very successful so far since it piloted over in Liverpool.
All right, that sounds like a very interesting idea, all right. But something we desperately need to look at here. But the point of this conversation, finally, Brian, is to highlight that even though a lot of us turn a blind eye to the homeless problem, turn a blind eye to rough sleeping in our city, it is not good enough in 2019 Ireland that people are still dying on the streets.
Absolutely not. I mean, we can't go into another winter where we're seeing deaths every couple of weeks. I think everyone will be fully aware of the picture of little Sam, age 5, that did the rounds last week from the homeless street cafe, eating his carbonara on a bit of cardboard on the side of the street. These are the things that are happening out there every single night. So I know that particular photograph took a lot of traction from people, but that's something that's happening at every single super run, every single night of the week. The homeless crisis has gone to an epidemic and the government just aren't taking it seriously enough. They're not doing the things that are required to actually have a proper dent in this homeless crisis. And as long as they continue with their same ostrich syndrome of burying the head in the sand and relying on the private sector to solve the problem, we will see more deaths on the street over winter.
God forbid. All right. Brian McLaughlin, Head of Communications for Inner City Helping Homeless. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. Yet another death of a homeless rough sleeper on our streets over the weekend. And it's awful that we have to keep reporting on this. It really is.
98FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.